This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Emergency workers sifting through the mud and rubble of the flood disaster in Libya are still hopeful of finding survivors, the Red Cross chief in the country said Friday. At least 4,000 people are thought to have perished, but figures vary, with more than 10,000 possibly dead. The UN aid chief, meanwhile, said the extent of damage was unclear as Libya is divided between two rival authorities.
Because of the worry of cholera, because of the worry of, particularly in Libya, the worry of lack of clean water, that's a huge threat to the lives, particularly of children.
Martin Griffiths, Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected at the White House and on Capitol Hill in Washington next week as he visits the U.S. during the United Nations General Assembly. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Zelensky's trip comes as Congress is debating President Joe Biden's request to provide as much as $24 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine as it fights the Russian invasion. An administration official speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss the sensitive visit said Zelensky will meet with Biden at the White House next Thursday. The trip to the Capitol was confirmed by two congressional aides granted anonymity to discuss the plans. The visit was first reported, though, by Punch Bowl News. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Kremlin on Friday said no agreements have been signed during North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's ongoing visit to Russia. Amid concern in Washington that two countries could be preparing for an arms deal, Kim began his visit to Russia on Tuesday. This is VOA News. This year's United Nations General Assembly starts next week after a marathon month of summits and meetings, and some high-profile leaders are skipping the annual gathering, but there'll still be plenty to talk about. VOA UN correspondent Margaret Bashir has more.
President Joe Biden will address the General Assembly on Tuesday morning, laying out U.S. priorities. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
He will address the General Assembly, where he will reaffirm our country's leadership in countering threats to international peace and security, protecting human rights, and advancing global prosperity and development.
With much on the line, the world's citizens will be looking to leaders to take action to improve their daily lives and safeguard their future. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Iranian security forces deployed in the hometown of Mahsa Amini in anticipation of a flare-up and unrest marking this weekend's first anniversary of her death in Morality police custody, witnesses' social media post and rights group said on Friday. The September 16th death of Amini, a 22-year-old Kurdish woman arrested for allegedly violating the Islamic Republic's mandatory dress code, sparked months of anti-government protests that spiraled into the biggest show of opposition to Iranian authorities in years. U.S. auto workers at Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis are on strike at the same time for the first time in their union's 88-year history, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Some 13,000 auto workers are on strike after their union could not make progress with Detroit's three automakers. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain tells WXYZ it's all about fairness.
They've had a decade of record profits. When they're profitable, it's all theirs. They want to keep it all.
GM CEO Mary Barra said Thursday that GM is offering historic wage increases. Ford CEO Jim Farley told CNBC that if his company had agreed to union demands, it would have lost $15 billion during the last decade and gone bankrupt. I'm Donna Warder.
Apple said on Friday it would issue a software update for iPhone 12 users in France to settle a dispute with regulators that ordered the suspension of the phone's sale due to breaches of radiation exposure limits. The French government welcomed the move and said the software update will be swiftly tested and should allow for sales of the relatively old model launched in 2020 to resume. Belgium, which also said Thursday it would review potential health risks to the iPhone 12, also welcomed the move. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.